KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities chaplain, Reverend Larry Stoppler. Hey, Pastor Larry.
Hey, John. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. All right, here we are. The Christmas season is upon us.
It is. It is. Yeah.
You know, I think we all know the stories and everything, but, you know, what if we wanted to read them right out of the Bible? Where would we go?
Well, there's two stories, birth stories in the Bible. Luke's Gospel is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, and Matthew tells a story in chapter 1.
Now, Luke is the one we mostly hear about, right?
We do. We do. Luke has the in those days, you know, the decree went out from Emperor Augustus. So all these things, those great stories that we hear. And in Matthew's Gospel, we have a different take on it. It's Joseph focuses more on Joseph, and then we also have the story of the Magi from Matthew. We get that, and Herod seeking out information about where the Christ child will be born. So there's a lot going on there.
Now we have the three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Right.
Okay, so what's the difference between the three?
Well, they all have different emphases. Mark is the earliest gospel, and it is the shortest of them, and it's a profound gospel also of Jesus going out, and the stories are all the same in all the gospels as far as their emphases go. And what Mark says in five words, Luke and Matthew will say in 10 to 15 words. So, you know, the stories are, and then they tell more of the stories. So it's a wonderful mix to have those three together. And then they have the two birth stories are profound together. Yeah. Well,
people going to church on Christmas Eve, likely, which story will they hear?
They will probably hear the Luke story, Luke chapter 2.
That's the one that seems to be, that just seems to have the literary character.
It does. It really does. And it flows, and it's beautiful. And Luke emphasizes Mary. And Mary goes to Elizabeth, and then the story then from there. Luke also has the Magnificat that we love to hear so much, too, Mary's song. And Matthew tells a story through Joseph, and they're already in Nazareth in Matthew's story. And through a dream, not only does Joseph accept Mary, but they have to, in a dream, they go down to Egypt and hang out there till Herod the Great dies, and then they come back out of Egypt. So it's a great story, and they settle in Nazareth after that. So,
well, now to fully understand this, you have to kind of understand the geography of all things. So help us kind of understand the layout here, Larry.
Yeah, well, you've got the stories typically around Palestine and the Jordan. And the Sea of Galilee and the Jordan River; those stories are all there. But for Matthew, he's got the story of Joseph and Mary and the child running down into Egypt, and just like Moses coming out of Egypt with the new deliverer who will deliver the people, or comes out of Egypt into. Back into Nazareth, where he's raised, and it's a powerful story of, and Matthew's gospel is the most Jewish of the gospels for the audience, and Luke's are mostly concerned with the non-Jews in the Gentile world at the time. So they tell the wonderful stories of the birth and move on from there.
I'll bet you might just read a lot of those stories to us.
I might just do
Let's do that next.
Okay.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Our guest is the chaplain at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Pastor Larry Stoppler. Okay, Pastor Larry, which one are you going to lay on us?
I'm going to read from Luke.
Okay.
From Luke. And, you know, I want to say, too, you know, we've studied Luke, and now we're in Matthew. I teach three Bible studies at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities on Mondays. And so we've gone through Luke together, and now, well, since Matthew is the kind of the readings on Sundays we're working on, we've been working through Matthew now, too, and it's a wonderful time to teach. I'll read this. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Each went to their own town to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was betrothed and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for a delivered child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace, goodwill for all." When the angels had left them, gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw it, they were made known what had been told them about this child, and all had heard and were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
How old was Mary when all this was happening?
You know, that's a good question. We don't know for sure. She was probably somewhere in her young teens to mid-teens, somewhere in that.
That's awfully young to be carrying that kind of responsibility.
It is. It is. And in the midst of this, she moves through this whole story and her Magnificat, and Luke captures that, you know, in the midst of all the all that has come upon her, but also, you know, that's why she goes to Elizabeth, because Elizabeth is pregnant with John the Baptist, who becomes John the Baptist. So in the midst of that, Elizabeth also reassures her in the midst of her life. So
how much danger were they in?
They were in a lot of danger at the time. You know, Matthew really focuses in on that because Herod the Great, you know, the Saturday after Christmas is Herod the Great goes into Bethlehem after the Magi leave by a different road and kills all the children 2 years old and under, trying to kill this king who's supposed to, that the Magi talked about. And it's, you know, it's called the killing of the holy innocents, the martyrs. And it's always remembered the Saturday after Christmas in the midst of that. So they were in a lot of danger. They were in a lot of danger. And Luke's gospel has them going there for tax reasons and moving back into Nazareth, which is kind of a out-of-the-way nook for them to be raised. So,
kind of like sneaking back out of the danger zone.
Right, right. Okay. And that's the same thing in Matthew. They end up in Nazareth there. Yeah.
Well,
X-rays.
Let's talk about the Christmas season because, you know, in the church here, we see it a little differently than maybe the rest of us do, you know. We'll do that with Pastor Larry right after this.
Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to the fullest. The programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones, but also has day services. Now, this flexible program brings caregivers and families much-needed support while adding dimension to the lives of daily guests. Individuals who join take part in the same engaging, innovative programming offered to residents, and both part-day and full-day services are available. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about residences and day services, call 752-7625, 752-7625, or visit the website ilcorp.org.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Pastor Larry Stoppler is my guest today, and we're talking about Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and Christmas season. Now, the church sees Christmas season a little longer period of time than most of us.
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of us, you know, after Christmas Day, it's over.
Yeah.
But traditionally, the Christmas Day is just the beginning of the 12 days of Christmas as we move through the season until we come to January 6th, the day of Epiphany and the traditional day of the celebration of the coming of the Magi.
Okay, so now we've been through the Advent season. That's the 4 weeks prior, the four Sundays prior.
Right.
So now we're up against
it. We are. This Sunday is the fourth Sunday of Advent and moves right into Christmas and the celebration. You know, there's time, too, that, you know, when we didn't have electric lights, the Christmas tree was traditionally put up on Christmas Eve, right?
Sure.
And candles and real candles were put on it. Very few people do that anymore, and the season is pushed way back. But you know, it's fun to celebrate the 12 days as we just move through into Epiphany together.
And now the 12 days. This is not just necessarily in chronological. Well, it's chronological order, but not exactly in real time.
No. And it just moves through each of the days. At one time had different traditions to them, and sometimes gifts would be given every day. You know, during the 12 days. And so, but now it's just it's a matter of us hearing the stories from John, the Word made, you know, Word made flesh, and more of the story and more of the understanding and sing some of those hymns that are in a lot of hymnities, that all those Christmas hymns.
You know, speaking of Christmas hymns, Christmas carols, you got a favorite?
You know, I do. I have Joy to the World.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. And in some hymnals, it's Christmas. Some hymnals, it's Advent. But I don't really care. I really like Joy to the World as a Christmas hymn. There's a lot of wonderful ones, though.
What are the plans for the Christmas season at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities?
So we have worship on Christmas Eve. And we always worship during the day, and so we worship at 1 o'clock at Buffalo Terrace in the Auditorium Chapel there. We worship at 2 o'clock at the Skilled Care Center main dining room, and at 3 o'clock we worship in the Lodge, the memory care area, and those are just like the same times or Sunday. And every time we get gathered, no matter what it is, around worship, Bible study, or whatever we do, it's always ecumenical. And so everybody's invited, and it's just wonderful to meet together.
Well, Christmas season is here at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and it will be a joyous time.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
And right back at you, Pastor Larry Stoppler. We appreciate it.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.